Povabljenim damo možnost, da poiščejo bisere v globokem breznu glasbene zgodovine in z antološkim izborom predstavijo svojo kompilacijo. Globoko hvaležni smo vsem, ki nam odstirajo nova obzorja. Izbore si lahko ogledate na spletnem naslovu kompilacija.si. Kompilacija v odprtem terminu DJ Graffiti. Vsak drugi četrtek ob 8 zvečer.
Dober večer v odprtem terminu DJ Graffitov. Po daljšem poletnem premoru se v četrtke med 8 in pol 10 uro ponovno vrača oddaja, ki uživo predstavlja playliste glasbenih navdušencev in jo poznate pod imenom Odprta kompilacija. Matjaž Volkar, bom gostitelj vsak drugi četrtek, izmenjaje se z Ajdinovo naj za trenutek odloži delo, pa bodo četrtkovi večeri ponovno dobili nazaj nekakšen komentatorski kontekst. Namreč, tako v Ajdinovi kot v moji oddaji gostje komentirajo predvajano glasbo, s to razliko, da v kompilaciji gost komentira svoj izbor, v naj za trenutek odloži delo, pa izbor novih izdaj albumov komentirajo po Ajdinovem predlogu. Odprta kompilacija z današnjim dnem v novi sezoni izgublja dokaj neposrečeni okrasni pridevek Odprta, to pa zato, ker je v dosedanjih 20 odprtih kompilacijah bil edini gost, ki se je direktno javil na povabilo le neprekosljivi Zdenko Matos, ker pa je to, tako po mojem kot po mnenju uredništva, občutno premalo, se sledeči uri in pol reče le še kompilacija. Še vedno po vdaji ostajajo zanimivi gostje, ki s svojimi primišljenimi in vnaprej pripravljenimi izbori muzike skušajo odstreti kakšno novo obzorje več, razbijajo kak stereotip in povedo kakšno bolj ali manj zanimivo o glasbi drugih avtorjev, ki jo predstavljajo. Večkrat bo namesto krajšega intervjuja z glasbenikom na začetku daje le še krajša predstavitev, občutno se je namreč povečala tendenca po čim daljši playlisti, sploh če bodo liste tako zanimive, kot je današnja. Pa še ena stvar je pri vsem tem, s celotno vsebino se avtorstvo oddaje prevzame kar na gosta samega. Toliko o spremembah v oddaji, zdaj pa kar konkretno v kompilacijo številka 22. Z mano v studiju je Chris Ekman. Pozdravljen, Chris.
Dobro večer.
Chris Ekman je vokalist, kitarist, pisec in producent pesmi, ki v Sloveniji živi že od leta 2002. Sicer pa je porodil Američan, delujočega v Seattlu se ga mnogi gotovo spomnite po ustvarjanju v skupini The Walkabouts. Sicer pa je Chris svojo prvo solo ploščo izdal že pred več kot 10 leti. Drugega z naslovom Blackfield je izdajal že v Ljubljani. Se je pa Chris angažiral tudi v pisanju filmske glasbe, in sicer za televizijsko nadaljevanko Novi svet in za dokumentarni film Toma Križnarja Darfur vojna za vodo. Pred 2 leti je Chris izdal album The Last Side of the Mountain s svojimi izvirnimi interpretacijami pesnika Daneta Zajca. Nastopal je v skupini The Frictions, The Strange skupaj z Vladom Kreslinom in drugimi. Za kaj več si pogledajte še Chrisovo predstavitev na MySpaceu, najdete jo pa pod Chris Ekman Music. Preden se posvetiva Chrisovi kompilaciji še obrazložilo, Chris sicer govori slovensko, vendar bo zaradi bogatejše izraznosti v angleščini slovenščino danes pusti ob strani. Povem naj še, da je celoten spisek pesmi iz kompilacije na voljo na spletni strani Radija Študent. So, hello Chris. We have more than an hour to present your compilation, but before we begin, let me just ask you, what is your relation to the music of other artists?
Well, I started, playing music really as a fan. I mean, it was playing music for me was a like a glorified excuse to be around music more. So I've always had this position to music, as like sort of a super fan. My activities as an artist always sort of branch out of being a fan of different, styles of music or different, sounds I hear in my head. Or
how did you approach tonight's playlist? Is it some kind of a concept behind? How did you pick the music for tonight's show?
Well, I see. In general, I wanted to do music that I was listening to a lot, let's say currently, say in the last months or, half year or something like that. So I guess that's where I started. The second thing is I wanted to present some music that, let's say, that maybe some more distantly, some closer, that I was actually involved in. I mean, I'd say maybe only 25% of this music is that. And then I guess the other thing is I wanted to put together a program, you know, in a certain sequence. And with this, I just more or less just started with the first song and then just kept thinking, like, what should the next song sound like? It was nothing very deep or conceptual.
So the best thing is just to start with the first song.
Yeah, you start with the first one and then you decide what, you know, what would sound good. Actually, in this case, I actually started with the second song. The first one was the last one I added, but otherwise, I more or less just did it in sequence.
But they came together.
Yeah.
So let's just start.
Okay.
The first one is from the Sasumu Yokota.
Yokota, yeah. This is just a short instrumental piece. I don't have any particularly much to say about it. It's so brief, I think it speaks for itself. And then the track that follows is from a Malian guitarist, Lobi Traore, who, this is actually a piece of music that I produced on one of my trips to Mali. And this, mm-hmm. this album just came out, actually, last week, all through Europe, with getting really wonderful reviews, which is great. Unfortunately, Lobi, he passed away the first week of July this year. He was 49 years old, and he didn't make it to see the release of this record. So, yeah, you know, as a tribute to him, I decided to more or less start with him.
But did he influence your music?
I wouldn't, you know, it's hard to say that. I mean, for me, again, it was probably this fan orientation. I'm a huge fan of his, and on several of my trips to Mali, I looked for him, you know, tried to find him. And then actually a Slovene friend of mine, Rok Kushir, was in mm-hmm. Mali at the same time I was. And he had known Lobi from several years back, and then he ended up introducing him to me. And yeah, in the end, we ended up working together very briefly. I mean, we made this record that came out in one day. I mean, he actually made it in 4 hours. It was a phenomenal situation.
The record is?
Rainy Season Blues.
Rainy Season Blues.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to the first two songs.
Thank you.
Chris Ekman, we were talking about the language that Lobby Traore speaks, and I thought I heard the first two words in English, but actually you said that they're so connected with sort of like a Delta blues that you almost hear the English language.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've been fooled myself. You know, my wife and I have a whole collection of alternative English lyrics for this Lobby Traore album because we heard it so many times. Unfortunately, we don't speak Bambara, which is also quite a beautiful language in itself.
And the next artist is from Mississippi.
Yeah, he's from what they call the North Hill Country of Mississippi, Junior Kimbrough. And I guess, you know, there's a lot of talk about Malian music as being, you know, the birthplace of the blues. And a lot of it, I think, is rather speculative. But I think there are a few places, you know, like with like Lobby Traore's music, for example, where you really start to hear this. And I think you can hear this in Junior Kimbrough. You know, this is a conversation that, you know, in the end has really gone both ways. Because like Lobby, for example, came from a generation where they had actually heard the American blues. So this was not like always an accident that there was influences being picked up. I mean, on that last song with Lobby's, you can even hear one like really deliberate blues lick he throws in, which is not something that was Malian at all. I mean, it's truly, you know, American blues. And this, you know, he also looked at the American blues as, let's say, part of his, you know, collection of paintbrushes, you know, another style, another thing that he could incorporate into what he's doing.
But actually, it's interesting that today's blues artists probably are influenced by Lobby Traore.
I mean, you know, in today's world, where this whole idea of like who comes first is really becoming like rather
obsolete.
Yeah, obsolete. Just not essential. You know, I mean, the Tuareg musicians that I work with in Mali, who we'll listen to at the end of this program, I mean, you know, they listen to everything from Dire Straits to Santana to Celine Dion. I mean, honestly,
music became global.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just, you know, it's all there on the internet. Even in the most isolated places in the Sahara, they have very slow, but they do have internet connections, and you know, music's getting passed around.
What can you say about this actual track?
I mean, he's got a lot of great tracks. I mean, I think his music really keeps to this true Delta spirit of where, you know, the music is not like defined in terms of like how long each song is. You know, it's always a journey. You know, it's a lot of improvisation, like Lobby Traore's music. So I thought that they somehow went together.
Let's listen to it.
Mama told me
Junior Kimbrough, Sad Days, Lonely Nights v izboru Krisa Ekmana v kompilaciji številka 22. Poslušamo komade, ki jih je sestavil posebej za nas, posebej za Radio Študent, in smo že po četrtem komadu. Chris, The Phillies, who are they?
The Phillies, band that did basically just three albums, and they were more or less like 5 or 6 years apart. They started in the late 70s, and they were, you know, to my mind, and probably a lot of other people that were, let's say, independent music artists in America, they were like sort of an inspiration because they were like one of the first, let's say, indie artists that weren't really like deliberately punk rock. Mm-hmm. You know, they followed more this kind of velvet drone rock or even sometimes very acoustic-y sounding stuff. I mean, a rather strange band. I mean, every one of their records more or less is the same song over and over again, but the records somehow sound completely different at the same time. And you know, it's a very like narrow aesthetic that they did.
What song are you going to listen?
We're going to listen to a song. This is actually a Beatles cover. Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey, a song that was on the White Album.
Chris Ekman, we've noticed before that you actually have only one English band in the whole playlist. Also, you also have one Slovenian band, but actually, American music is somewhat special, isn't it?
Well, I think on this playlist, though, I have
Of course.
Four African groups,
yeah,
one from
right.
Japan.
Sorry.
That's one from a guy from Poland. So it gets around.
It is international.
One guy from it's pretty international.
Who's the next one? I'm not gonna force you to pronounce it.
Gononos Pedro and the Dajas. This is from a record called Legends of Benin. It's a really great record label from Germany called Analog Africa, and mm-hmm. they're doing a lot of re-releases of mostly 70s African music. And I think this is a really good also illustration of what we were talking about before, about how this musical conversation goes every direction. African music even 40 years ago was already heavily incorporating stuff from the north, mm-hmm. Parts of northern hemisphere, and you can hear lots of groups from Nigeria in the early 70s,
from America.
Yeah, they were all, it was working every way. American jazz musicians were taking African stuff, and African musicians were listening to James Brown and George Clinton and stuff like that. So this kind of cross pollination has been going on for a long time.
So let's hear this Benin song.
Elisa, 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 Elisa.
Ste v četrtkovem odprtem terminu, kjer vrtimo playlisto Krisa Ekmana, oddaj se reče kompilacija, to je 22. kompilacija že po vrsti na Radio Študent. Naslednja, the next band is from New York, ESG.
Yeah, they're from the Bronx. They were an early 80s group. I think they still play periodically and they did a bunch of singles in the early 80s, I think one album. They were quite trendy. I mean, bands like New Order were going to see them, you know, where they're playing these small clubs, and they kind of had a brief moment of, let's say, influence. But, I mean, clearly there's a lot of stuff being made now that I think really, you know, obviously sort of goes back to what they were doing. I mean, it's very simple rhythmically, kind of groove-based stuff, but it has a certain primitivism to it that, yeah, naiveness that's really kind of charming, but it's also, you know, really effective. And I think, you know, groups like Gossip or LCD Sound System, you can really hear, you know, where they've grabbed some ESG.
Let's grab some ESG also. Chris, are we switching back to African music now?
What's next? Yeah, this next track is from Africa.
So could you please tell me before, what is your actual relation to the African music? You seem to like it very much. How do you feel about African music in general?
I mean, it's something I was quite into in, let's say, like the early 80s, and then it was like a big gap for me, like with African music, where I was really not really much aware of it or really listening to it. And a friend of mine, a guy I'd worked with in the studio, a guy named Tucker Martin, he played me some recordings that he did in Mali, and this was around 1999-98, and that just kind of opened the door up again for me, you know, like I was like, wow, you know, I knew Fela Kuti and King Sani Ade. I knew, you know, a fair amount about African music, like you know, from a much earlier era. Mm-hmm. And then I started to really see, like in Mali, there was just, you know, in some ways, especially in Mali, you know, this is their, let's say, you know, this is the time for Malian music. This is like the heyday. It's not like the scene was better 20 years ago. Mali, mm-hmm. Mali is actually one of the few African countries that you can say that about. Like, now they're having their creative renaissance. You mm-hmm. know, we're experiencing it in the present. It's not just like we're compiling stuff from 70s records and, mm-hmm. you know, putting that out. So, yeah. And then I went to Mali the first time with my wife, Anda, in 2006, just basically to see music. I had no intention to do any sort of projects or mm-hmm. collaborations. This was the furthest thing from my mind. In fact, that's kind of what I wanted to get away from. I just wanted to go there and be a fan and listen to music, you yeah. know, just in a really kind of pure way. I guess that changed, though.
it usually does. So who is Mariam Hassan?
This is kind of a new discovery for me. She is from the Western Sahara. It's also a bit of this desert blues kind of sound, but quite specific and quite, you know, the vocalist. Well, I think she's an astonishing vocalist, you know, and it does also, especially in the guitar work, you know, relate somehow to what we call the blues. Now, whether this is actually related in any real way, it's or just some, you know, pure accidental synchronicity, we'll let the ethnomusicologist talk about that, but I like her.
Let's hear a song called Tefla Madloma.
Yalla, 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 y وانتي مظلومة الطفلة مظلومة يلالي يلالي طفلة مظلومة يلالي يلالي طفلة مظلومة
مريم حسان سبلاشة شوكا The next artist is L-O-N-G
Long Yeah, this is some shameless self-promotion. This is a new project that I have with a musician from Vienna named Rupert Huber. Mm-hmm. We made this album together. He's from a group, electronic group called Tosca.
Yeah, we know them.
Yeah, so we made a record together. We've been working on it for 3 years, and it comes out in March. So this is shameless self-promotion.
It's not shameless. It's great that you... It should be like this, you know? You should be promoted. So tell us a little bit more about the project.
Yeah, I met him, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and we really liked each other, and we said, well, let's make a record at some point, and we're both extremely busy guys, and so it took really a long time to make this record. Wasn't like we spent so much time working on it. It just was, but like sometimes 6 months.
It wasn't like
sessions.
A perfectionist.
No. This is far from a perfectionist album. I mean, it's done in a way that I never really worked before. I mean, me personally, and I think also him. We tended to jam live, mm-hmm. sometimes with a drummer,
But he's like a producer, or does he play?
He plays. He plays. He's a brilliant piano player. He's a beautiful piano player. Also, also does synthesizers. He's also a great bass player. So he's actually more the music guy within Tosca. Richard mm-hmm. Dorfmeister is more the DJ producer guy.
DJ producer,
guy. Exactly. And Rupert does, mm-hmm. But a lot of Tosca is actually played. I mean, the more I got into working with Rupert, I realized also what their process was. And, really a lot of that band is played, and that's why it does have kind of a different sort of warmer sound. It's not so much sample based.
But why actually does it take 3 years to take a record?
Well, we're just busy. Yeah, it wasn't because we were working on it that hard.
the record is called American Primitive.
American Primitive is the name of the record, yeah.
Okay, and the song is Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, yeah.
Let's hear it. Thank you. kar dobro nam gre v 22. kompilaciji. Chris Ekman je z nami, ki je naredil posebej za Radio Študent, posebej za oddajo kompilacija, svojo playlisto, svoj izbor glasbe. In seveda smo poslušali tudi ravno ta trenutek enega izmed njegovih novejših projektov, se pravi glasbenih projektov, ki se mu reče Long, plošča American Primitive izide marca prihodnje leto in Land of the Lost je bil praktično ekskluziva na Radio Študent, nikjer drugi v Sloveniji ga še niste slišali. Boste pa gotovo, ko bo plošča išla, slišali večino teh pesmi, zanimivih pesmi, kot ste lahko slišali tudi na Radio Študent, če ne drugače, v tolpi bomo lahko jaz obljubim. Potem, we're at the half, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going just right. We have a little bit more than 45 minutes or less. We're at Neil Young, and you said this is from his latest record.
Yeah, this record just came out last week. Mm-hmm. It's called Le Noise. He made it with Daniel Lanois in California, and it's, I would say, you know, if I were to say, like, who my most influential artist is, it's for sure Neil Young. I mean, on my whole music, and I, you know, it's not so much like that relationship that I have with his music as a fan, you know, really, it's not so much like, so much about like the sound of the music I do, although it has been influenced by that at times even. But I always just admired his, you know, sort of insanity to just jump from like one crazy project to another without
he did so many different things.
Yeah, and he doesn't really, okay, he can afford not to care. I mean, that's a nice position to be yeah. into. But I think it's also, you know, rather artistically inspiring to see someone who really is, in a way, is not afraid to fail. I mean, because he does fail. You know, he's a guy who really makes records that are really quite
commercially.
Less. Yeah, but yeah. even sometimes artistically he yeah. fails. I mean, I'm a huge fan as much as anyone. But, you know, I think sometimes he takes it so far that he doesn't get it right. But
Which record do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, it would depend on who you're talking to. I would say like several of his last records fall into this, you know, that they really don't amount to, I mean, this record he released a few years ago, Fork in the Road or Chrome Dreams, these last records have been rather uninspired. But this record is really different. You know, it's like the first record of his in 15 years that I was really said, wow, you know, this is really strange and gutsy. And, you know, in a way, he's always better when the weirder he is. And this is pushing the weird side.
It's not with the band, right?
It's basically based around the electric guitar, the entire album, with no band, mm-hmm. which I don't think I've ever heard a record exactly done like that. You know, there's actually no really bass player. There's no drummer. It's more or less Neil playing electric guitar and seemingly making up songs very spontaneously, and Daniel Lanois just twisting knobs and kind of almost like a dub mixer in the back, kind of the King Tubby meets Neil Young.
Let's listen to it right now.
Man, it's an angry world. and no doubt everything will go as planned. Yeah.
Chris says that all the songs on the new record are like this. This was Neil Young from the new record Illinois, a song called Angry World. Now The National. How about The National?
I really like this band. I don't know, I don't think it's just age or being burnt out, but you know, there's not a lot of records that I hear from younger bands that like really, really excite me. You know, I don't know. I hope that's not just because I'm bored, because I obviously listen to a lot of music, you know. But this one really grabbed me. I was, you know, there's a part of me that really likes really bluesy, raw music, and then there's another side of me that's more into really produced and, you know, rather orchestral mm-hmm. kind of music. And so I guess The National fall more on that side for me. But, I think it's a band that actually... you know, they do a lot of interesting things aesthetically that I can really relate to. You know, there's a certain amount of restraint to what they do, but at the same time, it's big. And I don't know. I think the lyrics are generally really good. And yeah.
Let's listen to the song called Blood Buzz, Ohio.
Take it too far. still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. I'm on a blood bus. To Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. I'm on a blood bus.
I have to say that Carla from The Walkabouts is also on the other side of the glass. Chris and she are doing some demos for the new Walkabouts record. But Chris is here to present us the compilation, the new compilation, the 22nd of the whole package of the compilations on Radio Student. And we're actually at the band called The Walker Brothers.
Yeah, this is a bit of a fiction. I mean, the Walker Brothers were three American guys who moved to England in the late 60s. And they ended up, at one point, they had the largest fan club, musical fan club, besides the Beatles, like around 1967, I think. They were really quite a pop group. But their leader was a guy named Scott Walker, actually Scott Engel, but he went by the Scott Walker. And he promptly, after the disbandment of the Walker Brothers, started just doing increasingly bizarre music. And I mean, now today he even still makes records like every 10 years. I mean, he made two genius records like in the last 10 years, one called Tilt and the other one called The Drift. And this is from the reunion Walker Brothers album that came out in the late 70s. And this record was called Night Flights. And it's actually a terrible record except for the four songs by Scott Walker, which are absolutely amazing. In fact, this song, The Electrician, was a big influence on Eno and Bowie when they were working on like Heroes and Lodger and those records. And I think you actually, you know, when you hear this song, you actually hear it. But this is actually, yeah, you know, this again, they were a little bit more on the orchestral side of the music I like.
Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers, The Electrician.
Thank you.
baby, it's low. When lights go low, there's no help, no. Baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help, no. Baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help.
And now we finally come to the Polish guy.
Yes, I don't know exactly how to say his name. Jakuszek, I think.
Yeah, Yagishek, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
where did you hear about, where or when did you hear about him?
I have a friend that puts out his records in Poland, and mm-hmm. so that's how I came upon him.
What does he play?
He's more an electronic artist. I mean, he uses a lot of classical music samples, so it's a little bit different than, you know, some. It's more ambient, more classical. I mean, in fact, his last record, this is not from that. This is from the previous record to that, but that one he made out of all classical music samples that he had actually recorded. Like, he put a quartet together, recorded them, recorded a choir, and it's very strange stuff, but I don't know, somehow fits my mood, especially in the autumn, I guess.
Actually, I want to ask you if you seem very connected. You know people here, people there. You go to Seattle, you go to Mali, you go to Poland, you to London. Are you thinking about taking out, recording a record? What kind of a record would you like to record in the future? Are you looking for the project with other people also that you didn't collaborate with?
I rarely look for collaborative projects. I've been very sort of luckier when they came to me or when they just happened, like, more in kind of a spontaneous way. You know, like, I never really sat back and said, okay, that's somebody I want to work with, now I will approach them. It's always been more like accidental or mm-hmm. you know things like that. So,
or they come to you?
Well, I mean, some people come to me. I mean, that's more when I work as a producer. You know, when I come work as a producer, that's exclusively what happens. You know, mm-hmm. people come to me and say they want me to produce a record for them. But that's a different, you know, it's not really the same, like, level of artistic collaboration as, you know, if it's a project that also has my name on it or under a group name with me there. So I don't know. I tend to not have, you know, much of a plan, and that's probably why things are rather chaotic most of the
time. Do you have anything else for the future, planned for the future?
I mean, this Walkabouts Records, besides the long project, which comes out in March, 2011 will really be, my focus will be on getting this Walkabouts record done. We'll start recording it now in November. Carla, as you said, is here. We've been working on demos, and it'll probably take, you know, several months into 2011 to finish it. I would say it's probably be done by June or something.
And you also have some old depths, like the Frictions.
Frictions, we have to do our record. You know, these songs, the great thing about those songs is that they're so old-fashioned in a way. They're just really like two guitars, bass, and drums, and, not really like such, you know, let's say, trendy modern music that, you know, the longer we wait, it's still in fashion because it's not in fashion, you know. So we're not really too worried about, you know, that part of it. But, no, I'd love to make a record with those guys. You know, we played several shows in Slovenia. Also, we played a lot outside of Slovenia, in Austria and Italy and some other places. And so, you know, eventually we'll get to that, hopefully next year.
But if you will be too occupied with the Walkabouts and the long project, yeah. you should just come in Ljubljana and play on a concert or something.
We should do another Friction show. That's true.
We almost forgot about our Polish guy. So, the Polish guy, Jakaszek, and the song called Orszula.
Orszula. Orszula. Yeah, I think you...
Something like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Še 15 minut do konca kompilacije. Chris Hickman je v studiu z mano in greva čez njegovo playlisto. Se upravičujem, ker mešam slovenščino pa angleščino. Chris, did you ever think about making a record in Slovenian language?
This would be very difficult. I have to work more on my Slovene. I mean, next year I'm going to go to school. I mean, that's another reason I'm going to be around Slovenia a lot in 2011. I'm going to finally sit down and go to class and really try to get there. But, you know, I think the thing about singing in other languages, you know, it's this thing we were talking about earlier, like whether you really feel it, you know, it's it's hard to know. I mean, some, you know, I've even talked to people that are, you know, let's say I worked with one artist that was Spanish and she just couldn't sing in Spanish, strangely.
Yeah,
she wanted to only sing in English, not because this was a commercial thing. She made very abstract, very strange, intimate music, but for her that was...
She couldn't get the feeling.
That was the musical language for her, you know, so it's sometimes interesting.
The next song?
Yeah, this is a song from the new Gil Scott-Heron record. This is the comeback record of sorts. He was really gone. He was in jail and lots of things, but this is the title track from the record, and I also like it a lot because it's a song by a guy named Bill Callahan. He went under the name Smog for years. And for me, this guy is really like the bright hope of American songwriting. I mean, I think his
records are
brilliant.
I have his CDs right beside yours. You
know? Well, that's beyond flattering because, no, I really think he's actually, you know, he's probably like 10 years younger than me. And, you know, from that generation, I think he's really the one, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Really a consistent record of just brilliant, brilliant, amazing songs, amazing use of language.
But I didn't know this is his song.
Yeah, this is his song. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm new here.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know. About impossible to forget. Said I had an eagle on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. Does that mean big or small? No matter how far wrong. Always turn around. And I'm sitting placed like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason. Turn around, turn around, turn around. Come full circle and be new here again. Turn around, turn around, turn around. You may come full circle.
Chris Ekman, you work with a lot of Slovenian artists, and you put Melodram on our list.
Yeah, I mean, their first record came out shortly after I moved here, and you know, I'm a big fan. You know, I was really pleased when they asked me to sing on their last record. I didn't really know them; we'd met a couple times. It wasn't like we were really close, but no, I was really thrilled that they wanted me to collaborate with them. You know, I mean, for me, you know, I've made it very public for a long time that I'm a really big fan of this band, and you know, not only because I really love their music, but I also love the fact that they, you know, that in a very difficult musical environment, which I think Slovenia really is, I think we could all agree upon that, you know, mm-hmm. given the size of the country and thing, that they really have a lot of ambition, not about commerciality and, you know, careerism and stuff like that, but just the art itself. You know, they really invest just a lot of thought and passion into what they're doing. And, you know, they dare to think big in an atmosphere where, you know, that's not always rewarded, you know. And I think the, you know, that attitude, I think, comes through in their music, and certainly in their live performance, like a Kino Shishka, you know, a few weeks ago, it was, you know, really a wonderful evening.
A song is called
This one is Preden Grem na Prej.
Gremo na Prej.
Uh-huh.
Proti koncu 22. kompilacije na Radiu Študent smo v odprtih terminih DJ Graffiti. Chris Ekman je bil danes z mano, predstavil je veliko zanimive, dobre glasbe. Če jo hočete videti, slišati, lahko pridete na radiostudent.si in poiščete v DJ Graffiti kompilacijo številka 22. Chris, I would like to thank you for coming tonight. It was a great show. We heard a lot of great new music. For the end, I'd really like to ask you if you could bring any of the Americans. You know, you seem to know so many cool people.
Yeah, if people are here, yeah, we should definitely get in touch. We can, you know, we can try to do that.
Great. For the last song, you chose Tommy Crist.
Yeah, this is this. A group from the Sahara, from Kidal, Mali, and also some of them live in southern Algeria, but this border area between Algeria and Mali. And I spent a lot of time touring with them this year with my project called Dirt Music, which is a group I have with Chris Brokaw and Hugo Reis. And we did, I think we did 35 shows with these guys in collaboration. So yeah, this is just really familiar music to me. And I also produced this record called Adag, which the song comes from, and now I go to Mali in 10 days to do produce their second record for them.
Okay, let's listen. Thanks again, Chris.
Hvala lepo. My pleasure.
Da poiščejo bisere v globokem breznu glasbene zgodovine in z antološkim izborom predstavijo svojo kompilacijo. Globoko hvaležni smo vsem, ki nam odstirajo nova obzorja. Izbore si lahko ogledate na spletnem naslovu kompilacija.si. Kompilacija v odprtem terminu DJ Graffiti. Vsak drugi četrtek ob 8 zvečer.